Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham right here in our operations area. On the official clock here at the Hurricane Center, it's 2 o'clock Eastern. That means 1 o'clock Central. Let's look at the latest information on Hurricane Michael. Made landfall, pressure 919 millibars, winds 155 miles an hour, and really pretty strong system continuing. A lot of damaging winds associated. So let's look at the radar. And you can see that eye wall making it on landfall, an eye wall wind warning issued by our weather forecast office in Tallahassee, meaning just incredibly dangerous situation associated with the winds right around that eye. And we also got to look in different areas as well. So some of these rain bands coming onshore, the tornado possibility and some of the hurricane force gusts with those as well. So it's not just the center, it's well out from the center. Something else I definitely want to mention, if you happen to be in these areas, if you didn't leave and this eye comes through, it could momentarily get calm. But remember, you have the other side of the eye coming through. So stay safe, stay sheltered. It's a very dangerous situation, as you can see the sheer size. Where is it going? And you look at the size of it and where the system is headed. Look at these tropical storm force winds extending 175 miles away from the center, and even around the center, hurricane force winds 45 miles away. So we really need to not focus just on that center. You need to think of this as a large storm causing a damage for a larger area than just the coast. So damaging right on the coast, power outages because of these winds could last several weeks. Just a serious situation, catastrophic with building damage, trees down, power outages, but not just the coast. We still expect hurricane force winds stretching on the Alabama-Georgia state line, and even moving into central Georgia could still have some winds pretty close to hurricane strength. So if you take the rain and you take those winds, you can have power outages and trees down remaining dangerous through Georgia and portions of extreme southeast Alabama and also into the Carolinas. Taking a look at that rain, you can see just a lot of flash flooding, really serious situation. Anytime you have these tropical systems come in, the rainfall is very heavy, 6 to 10 inches of rain around the Florida panhandle up into portions of southeast Alabama, even into to Georgia. But look at this large area of 4 to 6 inches of rain. So that's where you're going to have some of those winds, some of the saturated soils, and could be dangerous even in the inland. We've been talking about this storm surge, and we're looking at some of the latest values coming in, and it looks like we've already got 7.4 feet inundation over in Apalachicola. So the storm surge coming in with a vengeance. And even though the system's inland, you still can have that onshore flow pushing that water in. So just because the storm's inland, you're still not out of danger yet when it comes to that storm surge. We were forecasting and continue to forecast 9 to 14 feet in areas from Tyndall Air Force Base over the Scylla River. Think about that. That's inundation, 9 foot to 14 foot above ground, waves on top of it. And some of the images that we're seeing, you can see this water come in, but on top you still have those damaging waves that can cause structural damage as well. So getting trapped in these pockets, you get these large amounts of storm surge. Even further away, well away from the center, you're still not safe. You can see elevated values, 6 to 9 foot above ground, all the way to Cedar Key, and even as far as Tampa, 2 to 4 feet above ground. So that's just not on the coast. You can see some of this storm surge goes inland as the winds continue to push that water further inland. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest updates on a very dangerous and very powerful Hurricane Michael.